Kevin, Sony can't cut a trailer to save their life. Because whoever cut the trailer to Arrival should be fired from the industry. Because they are single-handedly why no one saw this movie.
Do you mean Arrival based off the story of your life? Short story?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people saw this movie, dude.
I don't... What? No, they didn't.
Are you kidding me?
How much did it do?
It only cost $47 million, and it did $203.4 million. Right?
Worldwide or domestic?
It just says box office, dude. This thing is a massive, massive success.
It wasn't that massive. I mean, dude, it definitely got him Dune, but I don't want to say it was a massive success.
It made its money. It did what
Listen,
a movie,
I saw the trailer and I was like,
supposed to do.
I'm not watching this movie. And now after watching the movie, I'm like, someone should fucking kill that trailer guy. They should kill that trailer guy.
He probably got a better job because they're like, hey, man, you really brought him in the doors. Thanks. We made a lot of money. He was like, cool.
Is it cool? Because I ruined this trailer. I was moderately interested in it when it came out. What about you?
Nope. Didn't even know what it was.
You actually saw Forrest Whitaker and you were like, nope. You've always had it out for Whitaker.
No, I don't mind him. I think he tries a little too hard in some stuff, but I like when he just kind of dials it back a touch. And then I think he's really good. Yeah, I think he did good in this. He's just too on sometimes.
Overacting, Forrest. Okay.
He's just too on. It's like, bro, read the room, match the level of what's going on in the room, in the scene, in the context. It just, you don't need to be on 12 all the time.
Oscar level performances don't dial it back for chumps, okay, Kevin?
Yeah, well, every role's not a fucking Oscar noted role, okay? Just
it
chill.
Is when you bring an Oscar level performance, okay? Look at Meryl Streep, okay?
Chill.
Look at Meryl Streep.
I saw The Devil Wears Prada. She fucking killed it. That movie's incredible
Oscar
because of her
level performance and everything you do.
Yeah,
we need more Forrest Whitakers, okay? Not less. You know who could have like maybe I don't know. Phoned it in a little less was Jeremy Renner. He was probably just having a coke
party. Good.
Hitting
Everyone
wife.
Did good in this.
He did all right. He did okay.
Hey, what do you want?
He didn't really do much, so that was what worked.
Yeah, but he did what he was expected to do and what they gave him. He didn't go out of his lane because he's not the star, and I think he did a good number two job here.
Yeah, I guess. I think they touched up his hair on the cover.
It's not his movie.
The poster. Yeah, I know it's not.
Yeah, the poster sucks.
Poster super sucks. Every version of the poster sucks. Trailer guy was like, no, do this. It'll really ruin it for everyone. Yeah, they're going to love the movie, and they're going to hate this poster. So much so. So much so. Say the words.
Maybe we should do this movie.
Arrival, 2016 flick, feels so far away. What a different world that was then. Jesus Christ. PG-13, hour 56 minutes. Released by Sony when Sony still gave a fuck about releasing movies in the theater. Director Denis Villanueva knew. I don't know. It's Villanueva, but it has an E on the end. It's, I don't know. I don't know how to say it because it's too similar to the spelling of my wife's last name and it's never going to work otherwise. Writers Eric Heiser and Ted Chiang. Stars Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, Forrest Whitaker, and some other chumps that don't matter. Because this is Amy Adams' vehicle from beginning to end. So,
she did good.
Kevin, I'm going to straight up say, I've never said this before, but I have a crush on Amy Adams.
I wonder why.
Especially after this movie.
Was it because of her acting?
I just, there's something about her And it is because of her acting, obviously, because that's the only thing I have it to base off of. But I don't know. I just I enjoy. No, I just I
I look past her and I see her as a person before I look at
I
her.
just enjoy her performances, and I think I have a little Hollywood crush on Amy Adams. So,
Is this what got her those terrible superhero movie roles as Lois Lane?
Supergirl? No, you mean
No,
Superman?
superhero in the
No.
superhero movies. She was
I
Lois
don't.
Lane.
I think this came out at the exact same year as Man of Steel. I believe it was also 2016. So,
I see.
or the sequel was or something. So no, I don't think so. No, this isn't. She was already riding high off of several successes. So,
I see.
but yeah, I think I like Amy Adams a lot. That enough to I'm willing to admit it to people listening to this. Never before been said.
Pretty sure that's just like an echo chamber we're in, so you've just said it to me a couple of times.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up. What did you think of this movie, Kevin?
I thought it had some real heavy, just real in my face bullshit parts. And I didn't think that was enough to make it stink. I thought it was enjoyable. I really like the idea of it. I've had similar ideas, and I think the way this was approached is kind of how I had it built in my head. So it ran in parallel with a lot of my ideas. So I was like, yeah, okay, I feel in it. I get it. I get it. And yeah, I thought it was I guess I'm part of the $203.4 million of going, yeah, thumbs up. Somebody's Rotten Tomato score is real high. Yeah, it's worth a watch if you haven't seen it 4, 5, 6 years ago, whenever the hell it came out, and where the hell this time is happening. Because time's not linear, as this movie taught me.
It's not. Well, for me, I fucking really love this movie. I'm not gonna lie, it's probably cracked my top 10.
Wow. Talk about an arrival.
Yeah, came in hard. Yeah, I had like no, like I said, I had seen the shitty trailer. I had no expectations whatsoever for this movie. I had heard no one talk about this movie. I'm surprised it made so much money. Like, legit. Never heard anyone talk about it. No one's ever been like, fuck, dude, have you seen The Arrival? And I'm like, you mean Arrival or The Arrival? Real fucking hard to say this movie without the, but I get you. But like, it kind of like the swerve in it. It swerved me because I kind of just went around for the ride. I wasn't trying to figure shit out. I just kind of enjoyed what I was watching, and I mean, it swerved me super hard,
Wow.
and I haven't been swerved that hard since probably The Sixth Sense, you know? So, like, and I'm kind of glad that no one ever talked to me about it because I'd be really pissed if I already knew the ending and or knew the swerve and was like, oh shit, motherfuckers, why'd you tell me that? You ruined this goddamn movie for me.
I guess it's gonna get ruined here.
Yeah, so that's why I kind of brought that up, is if you I would highly recommend you not listen to us talk about this movie if you have
Ever.
plans on watching it, because
Yeah.
yes, we're just going to spoil the shit out of it because that's what we do here. But yeah, I mean, I think it's an enjoyable experience, even knowing there's a swerve. It's like, you know, there's a swerve. I was watching 5 minutes and I was like, all right, there's going to be some kind of swerve, but you know, I'm just going to go with it. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm just going to wait for it. And then when it hit, I was just like, ah, shit, that hit hard. And I don't
Yeah.
know if it's because I'm a
Wow.
parent or
It
whatever,
is.
but
It is, because it didn't hit hard for me. I thought it was a bit
I just,
chintzy. I thought it was
eh.
it had a really MacGuffin vibes on it, and I was just like, you only let the swerve progress and you hit it by the way you told the story if I was not paying attention. But I knew something was up with the way they laid it on. So heavy. Like, when it hits, it's not accidental. We take good portions of the story and go, folk, pay attention, audience. And the audience is like, what, has she still got a concussion? I'm like, no, dude. Like, something's awry, you know, like there's more than this than what you think. But they hit it well if you're like, and I think that's why it's,
I mean, they make yes, it seamless. I agree completely. They did hide it well. But I do think, I mean, it asks an interesting question, because on one hand, the movie is about aliens making first contact with us. Like,
I think on the surface level, I think
that's on the surface level,
most people go to see a movie. This is what it's about.
Yeah, that's what it's kind of, and that's why I hate the trailer so much, because that's kind of exactly what the trailer's billed as, is like aliens arrive, she's gonna talk to them. Cool, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know, the deeper story is like this question of, if you already know the outcome to something, would you still do it exactly the way it needs to be done? You know, I think that question is very interesting. Regardless of what the situation is, I think that question is still very, very interesting. And I think that's kind of like what got me, was just not so much just the question, the particular question this movie's asking, but that question in general of like, huh, would I, you know, like, would you? It's hard to say, but like, if you know that it has to be that way for these other things to happen, do you just do it? I don't know. It's just, it's that weird, like, fate or destiny or whatever, or, you know, do you change the future type of thing? So, agree, disagree?
I think, yeah, I think going to the trailer, the studio doesn't have faith in stuff like that. That doesn't translate in a trailer, so they just have to make it alien, we go talkie.
Yeah.
So they're just like, yeah, and you take that chance. Yeah, some people might have stared at the screen for 2 hours going, this is boring as fuck.
Or they might have been like, goddamn alien.
Yeah, or they might have been like, oh, this has layers and stuff, because it's all resting on her shoulders. If this character, if this chick's not likable, or you're kind of learning with her and progressing with her, it's dead in the water. Then just Ford Whitaker comes up, goes to 12, and everyone's like, all right. And then Jeremy Renner squints his eyes and goes, and looks away. And then that's it. Then the movie's over. Like, it just really lies all on her shoulders. And the characters even ask themselves the question in the movie. They go, hey, man, how much wood could you chuck if you could chuck wood? And they're like, man, I don't know. All of it? Some of it?
A lot of it. Some. Most of it. Most of the wood.
But, I think there's, like, enough. There's enough. She does well enough job to kind of get you invested in what she discovers and how she's discovering it and who she's bringing along as she slowly pushes past the rest of the cast to, you know, be that protagonist that gets us to our end game. So, I think, I don't know. It works here, I think. I found the ending a little kind of, didn't need 2 hours, but I don't know. Like I said, there's a lot of things I like in it, and I do think it hits some speed bumps. I don't think it's a perfect movie, but I think it, for the content given, and what it does with the whole overall idea, I think it's good. Yeah.
All right. Well, to dive in, we begin with
Amy. Baby nuzzling.
Yeah, baby nuzzling. Luis is, she's got a baby and she's narrating. And the gist of this is that we very quickly see her kind of going through the life with her daughter. We touch down these, you know, different age brackets and groups until the girl, or the daughter's in her teens. And then the daughter is sick. And then the daughter is dead. Just to get you there. So, and then we are kind of just at alien invasion after that. You know, she's narrated us through. It's very picturesque, all these scenes that we get. And you're just like, okay, so now she's a grieving mother, is what we're left with. And then the aliens arrive. And there's Louise. She's going to work. She teaches language, I guess. She's fluent in a lot of languages.
Yeah. So basically, it hasn't really kicked in yet. You kind of just, like, it's not finite, like, the daughter's dead. You just see kind of, like, the sickness. They don't, like, put her in a pine box or anything. But, you know, there's just great emotional loss.
And no, she's dead in one of the scenes.
Well, they have her. I didn't see her, like, fucking toe tag her. They just pull. She's got the bald head, and they're doing the treatments. But I didn't. They pull up the bed. But to me, it could be left up into interpretation of, like, is she dead or she, like, beyond sick or dying. That's kind of how I took it.
Nah, she dead, man.
You go to, you follow Luis, and she's a linguist at his college. So she does, you know, she's fucking probably knows every language on the earth. And she goes into this class. There's like 8 students. And she's like, yo, where is everyone? And they're just like, ooh.
Yeah, they're all getting like phone calls in the middle of everything.
Yeah. And she's like, whatever. We're about to pop off here. We're going to do some Portuguese. And one of the students is like, hey, can you turn the TV on? And then boom, she turns the TV on. And then you don't really get to see.
Right in front of it.
Yeah, I mean, well,
and that did bother me. I was like, why are you standing right in front of it? No one else can see this shit.
She does that a lot in the movie. She frames out a lot. So that's totally like a thing you'll see later on, the director, the way they frame her. And you don't see the TV. And you kind of just hear rumblings and stuff. And apparently 12 of these potted type ships have shown up throughout the world in different locations. And then for the States, it shows up in God's country, Montana. And
forgotten country.
Well, that's a fucking beautiful country, bro. I'll choke you to death. Like, I had seen so much picturesque stuff. I was like, man, these aliens really love the green, man. That's a beautiful location they're at. Jesus Christ. And they show it off too later on. It's just like, God damn, that's good.
Yeah, but you have to live in Montana.
Then you see her and there, everyone's just kind of like, well, I guess it's a snow day because we don't know what's going on. These bean ships have shown up and, I guess we can go listen to Fox News. So you can see the kind of the mild chaos kicking in. Everyone's evacuating. She goes to the parking lot trying to find her hoopty. People are hitting each other. It's just kind of like, it's just all brimming over with people's anxiety and fear and stuff. Everyone goes home. She makes it to their super dope house in the middle of God knows where. And her mom's on the phone. Oh, mom. Yeah. I don't know. It's whatever. I seen the TV. Yeah. The news. All right. Yeah. Okay. Boom. 2 days of her just watching TV. She's nodding off. And it's just everyone's talking about the aliens, as they should. It's a new cycle. We'll just not let it up. And then all of a sudden we got fucking, I think she's back at the college just kicking it.
And yeah, she's just keeping busy looking at shit.
Yeah, she's just doing what linguists do. And all of a sudden you got a fucking, I don't know what he was, a corporal or something.
Colonel.
He was a colonel. He's a colonel in the field, and he shows up, and he's like, what up, Miss Banks? And she's like, oh, colonel, long time no see. And he's like, I hope you're sitting down. She's like, I am. He's like, check it out. Throws this little dap machine out and plays it. And she's like, yo, what's this? He's like, that's the aliens. That's what they sound like. And it's like grunts, burps, farts. You know what they're saying? I was like, motherfucker, how's she supposed to know what they're saying? Do you know what they're saying? She don't speak grunt, furt, barp, asshole. Like, his character kind of bothered me. He only had one line in one part where I was just like, okay, now you've lowered your over-hostile, air quote, military guy and actually had, like, a personal reaction to what she said. And I was just like, what? And she was just like, what? He was like, so are you going to help us? Because, you know, you're going to have to do this, this, and this, and we own all this, and you got to go, like, right now. She's like, no. Like, fuck, no? He's like, all right, we're going to go get this other motherfucker. She's going to go, you're going to go get him?
She has some good questions, though. She's like, well, how many people, or how many, like, entities are talking? He's like, assume two. And then she has some questions. He's like, no, I'm not taking you with me. You know, he's like, don't fucking try. Either you translate it right now or I fuck off right now and go to Berkeley.
Yeah, he's super stupid. Like, it was the most, like, his interaction with her. This is one of the parts of the movie that just kind of almost triggered me. It's like, I know we have to hurry up and get to the movie, but we're kind of still early in this. And he's barking so hard. I was like, bro, you want her just to She's a linguist. She doesn't know magic, motherfucker. Like, you gave her a burp and a fart sound, and she's supposed to run with that? And he was just like, all right, I'm out. I'm gonna go talk to this other guy. And she was like, tell him to fucking translate this for you. And he's like, all right, I fucking will. And then he gives the bad translation for it. And he comes back and he picks her up at her house like a day later. She's like, you're right. He was a dickhead, and so am I. I picked up the dude. I picked up Hawkeye. Let's go. I was like, what? I was like, number one, this is a no-fly zone, sir. Number two, can I grab
Pretty
my
sure
shit?
during Alien Crisis you get to
He was
land on.
like,
Well, she's like, I need 40. He's like, you have 10.
yeah. And I was like, you're just gonna put her in fatigues the whole time? Who cares? Because this is where it kind of like the military part of this movie, it's kind of dumb, but whatever. It's not the main crux of the movie, but it's the one part of it that just can't stop trying to push it forward where it gets almost annoying. So she gears up because the other dude, he didn't choose the other guy because he was like, oh, that translates to 30 minutes or less. It's free. And he was like, nope, that's not it. So they grab
It's the
it. They got.
Sanskrit translation of war. He says it means an argument. She says it's a cow. So.
Yeah. Well, she likes to do that. She puts that little trick in her pocket a couple times in the movie, that's the only part I did kind of like. And so she's in there talking to fucking Hawkeye, and Hawkeye's like, hey, what's up? And he's like, you got to use the headphones. I'm like, Jesus Christ, is everybody's first chopper ride? What is this?
It was her first chopper ride, Sean.
Yeah, well, like they didn't treat her like a guest.
They didn't want to talk to her. They were just like, don't put the linguist on the headset,
Yeah, don't
please.
talk to the person that just mastered like all of, human communication written and spoken. Great. And then he's just like, hey, read your book, but actually it's science is the basis of all civilization and community. And I was like,
Which
no,
I
it's not.
was,
I
that's
was
one
like,
of
no,
the
it's
only
not.
lines I don't like, because I was like, no scientist would say, no one would agree with you ever. Science has never been the cornerstone. Like, I get the like vague argument that he was trying to make of like, well, science is kind of the cultural advancement, like, fire and then the wheel and blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, no, because none of that happens until we can communicate with each other, dumbass. Like, come
Yeah,
on.
and
Like,
that's the whole like,
no one's making that argument. No
yeah, like
scientist.
it's like it'd been fine if like I didn't like the way he presented it. I agree. He should if he did it more of a rah-rah, like, hey, I'm here because I believe this, and she'd be like, well, you gotta have this verse, and he'd be like, ooh, touche. You know what I mean? That would have been funny. That'd have been a little banter. They're having fun. They're nervous. They don't know what they're in for. Big epic, history, world changing event that they're about to be a part of it, right? And I don't think that was kind of really put into them. While I do understand they don't have the time to because it's really go, 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 but whatever. So he kind of gives them the brief shakedown of like, hey, we're in this. They go in this camp in the middle of Montana and they've set it up a forward base. Like the military's there. There's not a lot of, I guess, like, there's no like tanks or rockets or really anything that you see. You just kind of see the base camp set up. There's like some helicopters and some like APC looking trucks and
A
like
lot
some,
of Ford F-150s.
yeah, right. Like a lot of civilian, like just spruced, like souped up vehicles and stuff, but whatever. So they kind of, fucking Banks and Hawkeye are kind of chopping it up a little bit and they're kind of like thrusted into it. And he's like, I'm gonna give you guys are gonna be running two teams. This is your team. What's up? This is Hawkeye. And he's like, everybody's like, go. And he's like, what's up? This is a chick from the Superman movie. And everybody's like, all right, cool. And I was like, okay, so they have it's a blend of military, and then there's a bunch of civilians here. And I'm like, all right. And this is gonna go into a part of the movie that really kind of just triggered me. Because for the most part, the movie plays it pretty realistic when you say, like, it's like from the way the media reacts, from the kind of the way the military reacts, just basically to the integration of just this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the media is played like spot on to exactly how it is to this very day. And I would even say the political aspect of it is played pretty spot on as well, So of like the dominant world powers and everything and how they would kind of respond, I think. So
Yeah, and you have tons of other people that are, they look like most of them are like military personnel that are translating in, because they're just big control center where all the other countries are navigating this crisis on their own, and everyone's kind of just, hey man, what is yours doing? What is mine doing? This is what we know so far. This is so on and so forth, right? And then Banks learns that she's there's been other teams out here, other people, linguists, whatever, and they've kind of like either tapped out, they just can't handle it, it's too much, right? Because yeah, this is pretty epic, and I like that part. And I also like that they didn't keep using the media as a crutch, because you can't keep going back to the news. Like, I really don't care. Like, it just give me enough to know
Yeah,
what the
news
how
and
the
movies
world's
is
reacting.
shitty, you know?
Yes, it's super shitty. But
It never, it's just, it's like watching the news, and it's boring
it doesn't enrich the
and
story,
horrible.
right? If you should if the news, you just give me a little peek so I can see the ripple of how the world is changing, I'm very okay with that. And I think the movie did that really well of just saying, hey, here's a quick peek. Uh-oh, shit's hitting the fan. Here, how people, this is how people react. We got riots. We got, okay, I get it. Cool. So they're just like, hey man, drop your cocks, grab your socks. We're about to go up. And they're like, whoa, what does that mean? Like, get in these suits. We're going to give you this. They got a physician on there. They're like, hey man, does your fart stink? Can you see my hand? I'm going to give you this cocktail. It's going to be all this shit. Make sure you don't lose your shit up there, antibodies, all that kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, okay. And they're kind of looking at each other like, fuck, man, what is this? Like, they put them in these radiation suits and they're like, what are you supposed to go up there? And you just check it out. And they're like, check what out? Just talk. Like, the military's like, start talking to them. I was just like, what? You still don't get it, dude. Like, it usually takes a long time for languages to develop and get
Well, you're
to.
taking a very like organized infrastructure and putting them on the unknown. And there's no battle, there's a conversation. And so that's the part I liked, because I do think they'd just be like, well, you fucking figure it out and you tell us. And they're like, I need a little bit more direction then. Like, what is the goal? And then they finally, he's like, what is your purpose here?
And
That's
that
the
was,
goal,
that's the part I like. It was just simply put, why are you here, right? And I get it that the military, like, if there's, it's like Superman, right? He needs something to punch. So the military is only there when he needs something to shoot. So, and all they're going to do is just say, listen, they're scared. Everything's running off fear. We need to get something set in stone so we can kind of calm the fear. I totally get that. But it was more of like, I kind of just like the presentation of it. I don't know. I guess it was fine. So they drive him out there after they put him in the suits and everything. They detox him. They take him to the pod or whatever that's floating. They
It's
just
like
put
a
him on.
coffee bean,
Yeah. It's just
like
like
coffee
a
bean shape.
big old bean just sitting there. You see it on the posters. And they put him on a lift. They put him on the elevator lift. What do you call
They
the scissor
found the
lift?
tallest scissor lift in all of Montana. I was like, oh my God, how fucking high can that thing go? Like,
Yeah.
that is super high.
And then
Super high.
there's a point within there that the gravity switches and they can they're just weightless. So this thing is like conducting its own like gravity. And then they kind of just cheese it and you're on this little platform and you see all these guys got all these like recorders and cameras and all this audio and everything's set up, right? And you walk a little bit closer to this glass, that's this smoky like cigarette room and it's basically these two squids. And
They
you
kind
don't
of look
really.
like giant hands to me, to be
I
quite
think,
honest.
no, like in the very beginning, I thought they were hands. And I was like, oh, it's just the entity's hands or something. That'd be kind of cool. And he's just like, talk. So, but then, like, I mean, spoiler, it's just like they're just squids. It's just.
Yeah, they call them hepapods, but they are squiddish, but it's like they do have like a almost like an elephant skin texture to them when they show them at other times,
If
so.
you've never seen it and just the sound of my voice, picture a huge squid. Like, but you
Wow,
don't.
picture a big hand with like a squid head
But
past your wrist.
they're very obscured. Like they slowly reveal more. You don't just see that immediately. They're kind of hiding in the fog a little bit, like the fog movie from Stephen King. And I was like, oh, that made me think of that. And I was like, oh, military, y'all fucked that one up. You gonna fuck this one up too? And Yeah, and I'll let you jump in since I fast forwarded them there.
Well, the first interaction, she doesn't really accomplish anything. They head back to the base because every 18 hours, they have to kind of flush it out. And Ian, Jeremy Renner's character, speculates that it's probably taken them that long to make an atmosphere that the humans can live in. And so he's like, yeah, that makes sense. That's fine, you know. And so, you know, the first visit's a bust. And she's like, am I fired? And Colonel Weber, a.k.a. Forrest Whitaker, is just like, we did better than the last guy. Which is like, damn, how bad was the last guy? Did he just, like, shit his pants and fall over? We should also mention they're in these, like, huge, they're, like, in a containment suit inside of a containment suit. Like, yeah. They look like Among Us. Cosplayers, like how big their fucking outer suit is. And so then she's like, well, what do we do? He's just like, you got fucking 18 hours to figure out the next step. Go, boom. 18 hours passes. They go up. She sees like a whiteboard and she's like, all right, fuck it. Doing a whiteboard. Yeah, I gotta get them. I'm gonna teach them our names. Luis and Ian. And I think so. She's doing Luis, and then they shoot out this like ink and form it's like a circle.
Smoky ink, yeah.
Yeah, it's like smoky. It's like living ink in a way. And so they, you know, they start taking pictures of it and shit. And she's just like, or no, human. I'm sorry. She's like human. She's like, I'm human. Human. This is human. And so they think that the word they shoot out is human. And then she's like, I'm Luis, and this is Ian. And at some point, I think it's either between the second or the third visit. Doesn't really matter. I'm going to blur them together here. She's like, fuck it. She takes off her containment suit. She's like, they need to see me. I can't do this way. Like, she's having, like, real bad handshakes and shit every time she has to get into the suit. And she's just like, fuck it. You know, we have a bird alive in here. I think I can survive.
Yeah, they got the canary bird and the mining canary.
Yeah. And I mean, that thing's alive and chirping nonstop, annoying.
It won't shut the fuck up.
It won't shut the fuck up. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's weighing on everyone's nerves. The aliens, hers, the fucking military guys, like everyone's just like, shut the
fuck up. Yeah, it's kind of like a trust thing too. Like she's trusting in the system, like these aliens aren't gonna punch through this thing and just choke the shit out of us and risk.
Yeah, I mean it clearly do. They're doing this intentionally to make it to where we can converse normally. So why are we in these giant containment suits looking like assholes? And so then Ian's just like, well, fuck it. I'm taking mine off too. So he's like, I'm off. I'm Ian. And so she's like, what are your names? And she points at them. And then they both do their own like circle ink thing. And then it just kind of continues from there where they just start getting other things, and she goes back, and you know, Forrest Whitaker's just like, fucking get the information I need now. And I think this is where she tells the kangaroo story, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she does. Well, the things that, so the Abbott and Costello is what they end up naming these two aliens.
Oh,
and
spoilers, man, we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're there.
No, and we're not. What, it's the next visit.
You just blurred all the visits together. It doesn't matter.
I just blurred 2 and 3 together. That's it.
Sorry, I didn't keep track.
5 and 6 is where they get their name.
Oh, my God. So they when they shoot, it's like a circle, but there's different, like, sizes of the circle within it and, like, little branches of it. So well, they're
it's
just
all
saying,
about, yeah, it's all about the branches.
So they're saying, oh, instead of just these words like this, they communicate one full circle, and they're kind of done with it. They're just like, oh, hey, here's, like, a whole sentence.
While that's
you're
just much getting later. You're so far ahead now.
But, like, it's not really intricate to when this happens, right, to the overall story. It's just mostly of kind of explaining it because that's a part of the story that keeps going through, right?
Kind of.
Okay, go ahead.
Defeated instantly, this guy. Anyway, she tells a story about kangaroo, how people arrived in Australia, or Captain Cook, or, yeah, Cook, I think it was, arrives in Australia. Someone points to a kangaroo and says, what is that? The Aborigines say, kangaroo. And then she tells him that kangaroo, it wasn't discovered until later, that kangaroo means, what are you talking about? Like, basically, like, it was the kangaroo is a question, not an answer to their question. And so Whitaker's like, all right, fine, fucking build up your language and stuff. And then Jeremy Renner's just like, oh, shit, is that true? She's like, nah, I made that shit up. And he's just like, oh, damn. She's like, but it proves my point. And that's why she did it, is to show, like, if we don't figure out which is human, which is me, which is, you know, like, and we're just looking at these pictures going, okay, I guess you understand what I'm saying, because you shot something back, and now I just have to assume that word is human, and that one is Luis, whatever, you know? And then from there, it's like, it starts intercutting to where they're working, talking to the aliens and everything, and then there's these scenes where she zones out, and she is, like, seeing her daughter, and then some of them's just like her daughter playing, and she's just kind of staring at her, and like, and you think it's very much billed as her reminiscing of these times with her daughter, at first, you know, because they're very uncomplicated things, so
they play like flashbacks.
Yeah, exactly. It's just played like a flashback of like her trying to like process and go through like her still being a grieving mother, essentially. And so, you know, it's just, and that's what it's kind of played as. And then eventually, like, Forrest Whitaker's like, okay, how much longer do you need? Like, teach him some fucking words and ask him the goddamn question. And she's just like, you have to build up to that. And then she, like, breaks down, like, the science of, like, language and how to translate, which I thought was really fucking cool. She's like, you have to first explain to them, like, what is a question? Because if they don't even know what a question is, this is all fucking pointless. And then you got to explain what you are. Like, are you talking about you as in who I'm looking at, or you as all your species and stuff? And it's kind of like breaks it down. He's just like, all right, fucking goddamn specialist. Ah, why did I get you? You're making my job harder. So, and then it just kind of keeps going from there, of them just like talking to them, studying the words, and like Kevin said, there's this point where they figure out that like the circle is like, it's not just a word, it's like a whole fucking paragraph of thoughts, just like, boom, here you go, motherfuckers, like, this is everything. And but intercut during this is all this like these soldiers listening to this like Fox News bullshit, basically, because that's what it is. It's just like, it's Fox News without saying it's Fox News. And they're really pressing this whole fear thing of like, we should do what China's doing, just go in there with fucking guns and send a message to these aliens, motherfuckers. We saw Independence Day. We saw it. Will Smith was right. We're too cool for school. Bomb them all to hell.
Yeah, that's one thing I knew that the movie wasn't going to do, is just start turning into this third. I was kind of scared it would be like this big third act action bullshit. Yeah. And I was like, man, I was like, please don't do that. Please don't do that. I mean, he's already clearly smarter than Independence Day. It's taken more of a science-based, you know, chance on this story. And you're like, well, this, maybe the studio's like, man, this is fucking a lot of talk, and we should blow something up.
We should blow something up. And around this time is when General Shang is introduced. He's the Chinese general called Big Domino. And Whitaker brings in this like recording, and he's just like, what is this fucking dude saying? And he drops some things, and they're just like, they get nervous. They're like, dude, if this guy fucking goes to war with these aliens, like, it's going to be bad. It's going to be game over. He's like, you need to fucking ask the question. So, well,
the biggest part is when all these other nations are trying to communicate, China's treating, using like Mahjong tiles to them to kind of relate, and everything that's coming back from is the stakes of a game. And that's literally like my favorite part in the movie, is how she tries to explain it to his stupid military mindset of, hey man, if you treat it like a game, that means there's a winner and a loser, and the stakes are too high. It's like, I tell you, you're a fucking hammer. And he's like, you're always going to be looking for a nail. Yeah, we're not communicating that way. We're almost like, you know, setting each other up for failure.
Yeah, no, that was a really good part. So they're thrust in there. They ask the question, and they're like, "What is your purpose here?" And their translation they get back is "offer weapon." So, and then that instantly throws everyone into just panic mode. Whitaker's just like, "See, that proves that they're fucking here for war." And she's like, "Hey, we don't know what the weapon is. You know, what necessarily is a weapon to them? You know, like we need to figure out more." And then so they're like, "Well, you know, time's up. You got 18 fucking hours." And she's like, "No, we're going back up." And in the meantime, these military guys have also gone back up, and they've planted a bunch of C4 because they're just
So,
like.
this is one of the parts of the movie I found that was stupid. And it kind of, I think it's just in there to create this sense of tension, right? In this
Yeah.
quote unquote beat the clock scenario. It's, if you're on a base like that, you're going to be set up. Like, I know that I think the dude was like, I don't know, a captain or something. I don't know. They kind of set his rank because you see this character a couple of times. He gets like some
Yeah.
screen time, but he doesn't really have a big presence. He just kind of looms, and all this gear, all these, because there's like civilians here, there's military people, like all that stuff would be checked in and out daily, like all the firearms. You wouldn't just have all this clearance to be coming and going with all this. And what is C4 doing there? What is plastic? You know what I mean? Like, what are they?
Yeah, like we're not even seeing a lot of guns, but all of a sudden
Even
there's
if it
like.
was a combat situation, what are you doing with that? You know, you're not gonna, what are you gonna blow a chunk out of it? That thing could be, have so much radiate. You know what I mean? You're not doing that to that spaceship, right? For it to
Yeah.
be that, I was like, well, even if he had all access to get that, and then he's not responding to any hails on the radio,
Yeah, I definitely didn't think it would take that long
it
if
wouldn't
he
take that
like
long to
he
move
missed
on
like
him.
five hails instantly, and there I was like, nah, they would have already been on his ass, you
And then
know?
you need, Forrest to be like, send security out there. Shouldn't there be security just maintain? Like, you're not gonna have all that stuff just so easily willy-nilly, right?
Yeah,
Like, you know
you'd
what
have
kind of
like checkpoints
clearance
and shit,
you would
you
not
know?
clearance you would need to get to that ship? You know, I just found that part kind of just a little too much. Like,
Yeah.
if they would have snuck it in while they went up, I no problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they
And
like
then,
went down there. I mean,
yeah.
and the thing is, they were trying not to have any like American casualties, so I will give them that, you know? I guess that makes sense, but. You know, they also could
It's
have
kind of
gone up
like,
there and been like, okay, we're setting this timer as we leave. Bye.
why would you be letting your GIs on a your ground zero to this thing? Why are you letting them watch news like that? You're not doing
Yeah.
psyche valves. You're not
Yeah, no,
keeping,
they should have been
like,
cut off from all
you should have
media,
been
like
cut off from all
instantly.
media. Give me all, like, they took their cell phones. I'd been like, you guys can't have no outside shit right now.
Yeah, and I'd be like, you can't talk to your families. Like
No.
you can't disclose shit. You can't talk to your families. You're
This is
done.
all
Like,
high
yeah.
level security shit. You guys don't have cell phones. You can't have laptops. You guys can talk amongst yourselves at, you know what I mean? But even that, I want it limited. You know what I mean? Because it's just,
Yeah,
this,
because
it's,
you don't want this situation of someone decides we're gonna play hero for America, we're gonna
yeah.
try to blow their shit up, and that's what they're trying to do. But then you know, Luis and Ian go back down there because they're like, "Fuck it, we gotta ask this other question. We gotta clarify their answer," which
Well, yeah, because they're
they should
getting
have already
to
done.
a breakpoint moment where they're just like, hey, man, we're getting close. They're getting excited for the science aspect. And they know they got the gun to their head about, you know, we got to figure out, we got to get this
Well,
answer.
they gotta figure out what weapon means, you know? That's what they got it. They're like, we gotta figure out what weapon means. Like, offer weapon, what does that mean, you know?
Maybe a tool, like when we first started
Yeah.
using, you know, languages.
And so they head up there and the captain's like, no, you guys, like the time's almost up. It's gonna, you know, it's gonna seal and everything. You don't have time. They're like, no, we'll be quick, we'll be quick. And the other guy's just like, let him go. Let him go, Marks. Like he's just like, fuck it, man. We gotta do what we gotta do. If they wanna go up there and die, let them go up there and die. And so they go up there and like we see this counter, and I think it's like 8 minutes or some shit.
That counter was very weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It was
Time
like,
moved differently up there.
yeah, and it was like, I was like, that's the longest 2 minutes I've ever seen. Like, we were filming behind Ian's head, and I was like, do we see his head fly off? Or like, what's gonna happen? I was like, or is like the Squidbilly guy's gonna bust out and be like, dive over the bomb? Or like, I really thought they were going to break the dome and just try to snatch it or something. But I was like, what? And then they just,
yeah, I was kind of like,
they just shook the ship and they all fell the other way and got caught in the that little pocket of grat, that grat, zero G's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to go into it too much yet. But so basically they clarify weapon and they're like, offer a tool. And I think they say they have to like come together or like, no, they discover it later, but they start. They basically just do a ton of shit, and then one of the hands just like starts smacking the glass until Louise comes over, and she actually can draw with the ink at the same time as him, like can control it with him, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, I like that.
I thought he was gonna be like, no, turn around. This other guy left a bomb.
Well, I mean. But like, Kevin, that goes into the question. If you know what's going to happen, do you still do what you know you have to do?
The alien's like, that question wasn't for me. There's a bomb there.
I think the alien answers that question. They did what they had to do, you know? So, yeah, and then the bomb's about to go off, and they shoot, like, a bunch of ink and shoot just, like, a bunch of words and stuff, and they're just like, picture, 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 picture. And then the aliens just like hit the glass again and just like send them fucking flying from the room. Explosion goes off. They seal the ship and they just, you know, everyone wakes up in the medical bay with concussions. And I was like, wait, we let these people sleep with concussions? I was like, okay, you're the worst doctor ever. And she's like, how's Ian? And he's like, just like you. I was like, so sleeping with a concussion. Great. That's going to permanently alter their brain chemistry. I just want you to know you're the worst doctor ever. And he was constantly just like, give him another shot of the cocktail. I was just like, dude, what the fuck? Are you a WWE doctor? Just like fucking give him a Z-Pack and move on.
Yeah, he's good.
So he's good. He's fine. You know, just give him some cocaine too.
Walk it off.
Like, walk it off, you big fucking girl. Just fucking med bay. I don't do shit. And so they start analyzing shit, and again we keep seeing like these flashes. I think at this, it was either before this or something where Ian's character talks to Louise and is like, "Are you dreaming in their language?" And then she's like talking, and then she like looks in the room, and there's like a fucking giant. Epipod in the room with her, and she's like talking to it. I was just like, Jesus, the CG on that's not very good right now. And but basically it's like, so after this, now China has declared war on the fucking aliens, and like everyone shut off communications, and she's like, we need to be working, like everyone's like, we need to be working together, we shouldn't be closing off, but everyone just shuts down communications, and they're just like,
what the CIA guy's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, CIA guy was
start some shit.
He's just like, I gotta, you know,
got a phone call from a Russian scientist. They're shooting their own people. What do you think we need to do? I was like, dude, calm down.
I was like, you fucking threatening to shoot me, fucking CIA guy, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Too much. I was like, and why would the CIA be in charge of any sort of military operation? Why would he be there, Kevin? I don't know. I didn't really understand that. I was like, why wouldn't there be an FBI representative too then? So, but whatever. And then, you know, Forrest had another great part where he's like, everything you explain to me, I have to explain to like 12. Oh, no, that was the kangaroo part where he's like, I have to explain to like 12 stupid men. That was a good part though. And then so she's having like more and more of these flashbacks with her daughter, but she's starting to become, like, I don't know, almost like less, like strangely aware and like zoning out at the same time as them. Like they start to intercut like present and what you feel is the past at the same time. And I think the most obvious one is when her daughter's just like, what is the answer to the, or what's this thing called? And then she hears the answer in the present with Jeremy Renner. And then she says it to her daughter. Almost like, hey, I just remembered and learned this or something. And it's the zero sum game or whatever.
That's a zero sum game.
Game, yeah, there we go. And so now they have to figure out, like, Or basically, Luis is like, I gotta figure out how to stop them from everyone from blowing up all these aliens. And she goes onto the ship, like she goes, or like she just feels like summoned by Abbott and Costello, and she goes out into this like pill that shoots out from it, and she gets put in, and she's just like in their atmosphere. She has horrible CG hair, and she can like straight up just converse with them. Like they talk, she understands now.
And well, she's one of them. There's only one of them there, yeah, because there's only one. The other one has death becomes him.
Yeah, he's in his death sequence, as the other one says. He's like death sequence. She's like, oh shit, my bad. And basically, he's like, we're here to help humanity, and we need your help in 3,000 years. And she's just like, that's how am I supposed to help you in 3,000 years? And he's just like, the gift we're gonna give you will help you with that, because time moves differently. Like if you help us, it'll affect, like we'll be able to basically kind of reorganize the non-linear timeline here and see the answer, and we'll be saved, you know. So bada bing bada boom. And so now it's kind of basically revealed that I want to say it's 100% revealed here. What would you say, Kevin? Or is it more of like 100% revealed when she talks to the general, or has to talk to the general?
I mean, I think they really just tip their hat right now. And then okay. When you get to the general, she's kind of like, this is for the rest of the people watching the movie.
Yeah. Because she does mention a part of like, oh, now I know why my husband left me. And he was, and Jeremy Renner's like, you were married? And you're like,
yeah.
Huh? And so, yeah, she gets, you know, sent back out, and they're clearing off the base. They're like, nah, fucking war's coming. Everyone get out of here. And she starts having this future flashback of her at some world gala for, you know, talking to the HEPA pod. She saved the planet and everything. And she runs into the Chinese general, and he's like, I only came here to meet you because of the words you said that day saved the world. And you told me what my dying wife's words were. And for whatever reason, I feel that I have to tell you what those are now. And after he says like, oh, you called me on my private number. And then he like shows his phone to her. And so she calls like his number on like the CIA sat phone. And she's like running at the same time, like running away. And they can't find her in this like five tents that they've ever been in. But
somehow Jeremy Renner's like, bro, what are you doing here?
Yeah, he just comes up behind. He's just like, yo, what's up?
Yeah,
this is in the decontamination thing.
Yeah, I kind of didn't care for this way they did this, I guess.
Yeah, he wasn't needed, you know. Like
Wasn't needed, and the way they revealed the time layout for her character to the audience, I thought could have been better ish. I don't know. I'll let you go ahead.
No, I mean, well, okay. And so just to, because this part's kind of like long. So she says, she hears the words from him and says the words to him at the same time, is essentially what they're relaying to us. So she's speaking in Mandarin to him and hearing him speak Mandarin. And then after that, she just like hangs up. China pulls out like instantly. China's like, we're not declaring war. We're pulling back. We're good. Everything's cool. Everything's cool. And so everyone else follows suit, and it kind of just reopens this window. And then we see her like have another flashback about her daughter and her daughter's name. And like she's reading like a book at some point, and it's like dedicated to Hannah, and so like just kind of get us there.
She wrote,
yeah, it's her book that she wrote, and she's like,
shitty old book. Ah, Hannah, I'll name my daughter that.
It's a special name. It's a palindrome. Seen forwards and backwards.
So special.
So fucking special. And I was like, really?
I named you Hannah because dipshit was taken. Oh.
Dipshit spelled backwards is shit dip.
Just, hey, Anna.
See what I did there? Mom. Yeah, whatever. I'm a linguist, not a fucking comedian. So suck it, little girl. And so we kind of get to this ending of, like, you know, the spaceships pull out and leave. You know, she's learned the language, so now she can, in a way, navigate time, and not in, like, a, you know, quantum leapy type of way, but, well, like,
because it's like in memories and flash forwards, yeah, and flashbacks, and
it's like experiencing the same moment at the same time in a way.
Well, now you start seeing the little alien wheel logo, like, everywhere. They got it on the side of dude cans. It's in our book. It's something that was always with her in this weird way. That's how you know she's, like, flash forwarding and flashbacking. And
yeah.
And I was like, all right. Okay, all right. And then Ian's like, hey, man, we're about to chop her out. Forrest Whitaker said it's cool. I love you, I think. Oh, no, we're flash forwarding. We're talking about the baby, and he's the dad. And okay, but then why did he leave? Oh, then you kind of find out why he left. And then it's just, it starts putting this padding around it where I was like, I already get it. Please stop. And the movie's like, nah, man, family time. This is for all the people out there that got kids. You don't understand. And I was like, no, I understand. Just stop. The movie's like, fuck you. She ain't wearing a boot right now. I was like, okay, all right, movie, let's get that time clocked.
I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, it might have been a little too long, but I thought the moments were, like, tender, you know, because, you know, it's Ian is the father, but he's absent in all the other flashbacks, you know, flash forwards we've seen. And then at one point, she tells Hannah, like, you know, your dad's not around because I told him something he wasn't ready to hear. And he said, I shouldn't have done that. And then she asks him, you know, straight up in the field, like, if you knew the outcome of something, would you do anything different? If you knew it, like, would you change your direction? And he says, no, I don't think I would. And that kind of gives her answer of, like, okay, well, even though I know that he's fucking lying in this moment, I'm gonna have to stay true to my course and basically still tell him that our daughter has an incurable disease at some point before he's ready to hear it, and that I knew that by creating this daughter that she would go through, that we would go through this heartbreak for the child, because the child is dead. Like,
she makes squidbillies out of Play-Doh.
Those were the hepapods.
They're squidbillies, bro. When anybody asks me, you ever see Arrival? But yeah, man, with squidbillies in it, they'd be like, hell yeah.
They look like giant fucking hands to me. So I just thought some guy was down there with the hands with a little
extra squid finger hand. You didn't see the squid part where she's in their atmosphere and one's like, see you later, and he just swims away. I was like, oh, that guy left.
He's
like,
well, they fly. Their atmosphere, they fly. So they swim on smoke. But I mean, I liked it. I mean, it's just like, you know, that question of, would you do something different if you already knew the outcome? Like, would you not have that kid? Because that kid kind of, in a way, helped her navigate the situation. So if she changes that, is the outcome the same? You know, and it just gets into that whole messy, like, paradox of time and everything. And I don't know. I really liked it. You know, dead kid aside, I think it's still just, like, an interesting question on its own, whether you're a parent or not. You know, it's just like, would you stay the course? Like, I think the question's even more interesting for people that aren't a parent. Like, would you, Kevin, would you, if you knew, okay, I'm about to have a kid and the kid is definitely going to die at the age of 16, like, would you still do it? Like, I don't know. I find that an interesting question. So.
Well, I mean, it's just, I can't answer that because it doesn't concern just me. It concerns, you know what I mean? It impacts a lot of different people. I'm not one to judge or make that one call for so many different people.
But she's in that situation where she's the only one and she can't explain, like, you can't explain that to anyone else until it's just, like, kind of unfortunately too late, you know? Like, she had to make that choice on her own. Like, the question's only being asked to her and she's the only one that can decide.
Yeah, I'm not Amy Adams, though. There's no world. There's no world at stake. You know what I mean?
Adams, you know.
But yeah, but her stakes are is so ridiculously high. You know.
Yeah. Well, she chose to have that kid, and I thought that was, you know, incredibly heartbreaking. So. Arrival. Kevin already said, give it a watch. I already forewarned you. You should have watched it before listening to this podcast, which has now come to a close. We are Let's Movie. You can find us on social media. You can subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, or you can listen to us on the YouTube, where you're a week behind. Thank you for listening. We hope you'll recommend this. And I'm Dustin. He's Kevin. Good night.